当当个这样，当当个这等待了中心多啦，啊你可能旁的线多，旁的线多啦，你民俗给等待，啊你是给接触给等待，啊你这边等待，啊你错了吧？旁的线的，等待了中心，等待了中心，啊旁的线，旁的线。
帮着洗的做洗帮着洗去他就来民宿给点的姐姐住给点的啊你这个别点的错啊错啊是吧帮着洗下多
So、if you remember your 12 links of、dependent arising、remember they are what we call the four projected resultsThe four projected results, yeah.、they are the, basically the links of name and form, the six sources, the link of contact, and the link of feelings, yeah. So these are the four links, yeah, which are the four projected results.
Oh, that tier, some of the shirt today, Benna, today, that Benna, there's a ship, so that's Shella, young, that the Lord Namshadi made me on Shash.고세부약부시차라방듯이간대면서고세부차라양로인남샤딘약부시차도내마시나십소부지시자리가부차벼
So you know these are the four projected results, right? That we did look at when you know in the previous module, yeah, when we were looking at the 12 links of dependent origination. So we were able to say them, you know.But in order to be able to understand them, you know, really understand them well, without a prior study and understanding of the presentation of mind, for example, it is difficult really to be able to really explain and understand what exactly are those, you know, those four things that we talked about, name and form, you know, five aggregates and what have you, you know, the six sources and feeling and then contact, yeah.
어떤데수도하나다둔다아니지금민수비된데있으니다풍부한가시작이어래로봤다수기풍부네다남시풍부한가뒤부터시작해로봤다유치기내기떡지중에다풍부한가뒤사시기풍부한가뒤다다방대탐보들어와
So the first of the four projected results is the link of name and form. And the name and form, the link of name and form refers basically to the five aggregates, isn't it? Yeah. And not just the five aggregates, but the five aggregates which are projected by karma and the afflictions. Yeah. So these are the five contaminated, appropriated aggregates. Yeah. So the aggregate of...form and so forth, right? Consciousness and composition factors, feeling and discrimination, yeah.
Oh, tine 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 ma, ta kiji chugi tende sha, ma kiji, kiji chugi tende suduka la, kena karso le. Ta, ngal tu nyin sam jarchi, ta tonda, ongbo, ta pena, 옹보로 소바투 로 미기 옹보로 소바 다 옹봉가로 소바투 이나양 다 텔라딘베 옹시 마드베 네갑딜라 다 다 제제 딘데 신티 형도 와
Then you have the link of the six sources here. So this refers basically to the sense powers, isn't it? Yeah, right. Link refers to the time when the sense powers are established, but before the generation of the respective consciousnesses that depend on them. Yeah. So this is what the link of the six sources are. Basically, they're referring to the six sense powers, isn't it? Yeah, referring to the time when the six sense powers are established, but you know, the time when their respective consciousnesses, yeah, that depend on them for the generation has not arisen yet. Yeah. So in order to understand exactly what are the six sense powers, and you have to, you know, study what the six sense powers are, which is what we did earlier on in this module. Yeah. Then you have the link of contact, yeah. So if you think about it, it's really complicated. The link of contact refers to the time where three things meet, come together. The object, the sense power. The consciousness, yeah. So object, sense power, and consciousness, when these three come together, the time, then that is referred to the link of contact, yeah? So if you think about it, the link of contact refers to the time, the moment when these three come together, you know? Right?
This chudo kala ta ko tunyam to chobe nekap dela ko sumga tunyam to yode ba ino chigi chigi gunde mara wa.
So if these three are present simultaneously at that moment, then how do you posit a cause and effect relationship between them? You follow? You follow na? If you yeah.
Tambure ta chudang kazanya ma da ten de ala chung la sa repe ten de se de yu dang ong bo na nam she du sam ke na ga che sam ne ga la ta repe ten de se ta de kazanya ma shu wa.
So when we're looking at the 12 links of dependent arising, when we're looking at the link of contact, yeah, what does it refer to, right? It is referring to something, isn't it? Yeah. So when does it occur? The time when the link of contact occurs is the time when these three meet together, gathered together, meet. Yeah. What are the three things? The object, the sense power, and consciousness still. So only after the gathering and the meeting of these three do you have the link of feelings. Feeling is like the result, yeah, arising from contact, isn't it? Without contact, you can't have feeling, yeah.
Tatila Casuata Casuata 딘데 삼마다인 거 하나 따디냐 그 당도 정다 치고서 나의 님도 정다 치고 다 탈직도 해도 쓰기매 나 당보 품지 임식이 요 품바지도 그러 품바도 옹보도 남셰지 숨도 등냠도 두고 해야 되고 레베텐데 남신 체세 다 품바 옹보 샤바숨 렉섬기 내가 비 샤고야지 아니 딘데 제네 다 품지 미셰 세리게 해야지 문지 미셰 나가 딘데 맨도 없다 디디 빠삼다나 근데 샤고메도 선거 다리나 고 타직 분들 했어요 고 달라가고도 와.
So I'm just positing a thesis now. I'm not saying exactly this is the case. I'm also like
learning process.
So just like what the link of contact is posited to happen, yeah, when it happens, yeah. So if we think about in eye consciousness apprehending vast, yeah. The three things must come together, yeah. The vase, the eye sense power, and the consciousness. So when these three come together, then you have eye consciousness apprehending
vase.
Something to analyze. So the eye consciousness apprehending vase comes after these three things meet. You agree?
Oh, this is the case.
Remember, I think from the second lesson onwards, I think we talked about the three conditions for the production of a sense consciousness. Yeah. Right? So in the case of an eye consciousness apprehending vase, it needs the three conditions. Yeah, there's the observed object condition. In this case, it's the vase. Then you have the uncommon empowering condition, which is the eye sense power. Then you need the immediately preceding condition. In this case, you posit it to be consciousness. Yeah.
Oh, that today, Shabaina, ane kasore ta. Tijela, ta tijela, ta chosam tijela jabaina, ta ombe jabuimba, shabati jabuimba, ta ane pumbati jabuimba di shintukdo, tijela shintikdo,
lah. Di munsim, munsim isi lah.
Chosam isdo wa, ombo yu shabat, pumbati, ane ombo che. Siapa cecam di tiada dengan sini dah pembantu mesti siapa ina tak ko bidang jauh nampak tak pembantu jure onsi di jauh ni lapuk tu, kongwa nak tu dia nak siapa?
Bagi si Wangsi kan jauh la, Wangsi ni pun pun sih mesti
cecam si tua, cecam sum si tua, tadi jure wa.
Jure, di sini buat jure.
Tak pembantu jauh la wa, bantu kongsa pembantu mesti di jauh la.
So these three conditions, yeah, the observed object condition, the three conditions for the production of an eye consciousness apprehending vase are vase, which is the observed object condition, eye sense power, which is the uncommon empowering condition, and consciousness, which is the immediately preceding condition. In dependence on these three, then an eye consciousness apprehending vase is produced, yeah. And in this case, these three conditions are the causes which leads to its effect, eye consciousness apprehending vase. See, if you think about it in this way, you have these three conditions which we then posit to be the cause of their effect, which is the eye consciousness and branding vas. So you can posit the cause and the effect relationship, yeah. And in this case, then vas would have to be a vas would be posited as a cause of the eye consciousness and branding vas, because eye consciousness and branding vas is produced in dependence on vas, isn't it? Right? Isn't it? Right? Do you
want? Some of the tests, I got negative word in a good test, some of that, this is some tongue.
We have to squeeze a little bit, you have to think, do you want? Right? Because with the exception of the lower school, the sutra school onwards, yeah, all except that cause and effect and are sequential, yeah. That means you cannot have cause and effect simultaneously. Of course, the Vaibhashikas have, you know, their own thing on this, I mean, but that is not what is accepted by the rest of the Buddhist tenets, yeah. So cause and effect is sequential. You accept or not? Cause has to precede effect. Can cause and effect happen simultaneously?
What do you mean? That is
So we posit that it's a cause and effect relationship, and the cause and effect are not sequential. Yeah. Although when we see something, when we look at the vase, it's as if the eye consciousness is looking at the vase, and the vase seem to exist simultaneously, isn't it? Yeah. But it is not the case in reality. But actually, the Vaibhashikas, the great exposition school, the lowest tenet, actually asserts this. They assert that the eye consciousness apprehending vas functions almost like a hand grabbing an object. It's like there and then, direct. For the Vaibhashikas, the great exposition school, the physical sense power, for example, the eye sense power, does know its object. Yeah, so the great exposition school assert that is the eye sense power also sees the object. Of course, the eye consciousness also sees the object, yeah. But this is the assertion of the lower school, yeah. So the sutra school onwards, we don't,
yeah.
According to our ordinary experience, when we see something, we feel that there is no sequence of events, isn't it? Like there is a vase there, and then your eye consciousness sees it. Your eye consciousness apprehending vase and vase seem to exist simultaneously, isn't it? This is what we feel, isn't it? Right? We don't see that there's a sequence, right? But this is not what is in reality. This is not what the sutra school and onwards assert, yeah. Why? Because there has to be a sequence to cause and effect. Cause necessarily precedes effect, isn't it? So if that's the case, then it cannot be simultaneous.
Mm. 분지 미시디니 부분 분배 남대도 깨발에 세시다.
Vase, we have to posit vase to be the cause of the eye consciousness apprehending vase. Eye consciousness apprehending vase is a result, the effect of its observed object conditioned vase. In dependence on vase, the eye consciousness apprehending vase is produced. Yeah. In dependence on vase as the observed object conditioned, the eye consciousness apprehending vase is generated into having aspect of vase.
딱 제보도 세보 고거였다. 제보도 고하다 마고하다.
어, 이제 내가 말도 해. Okay. Up to here, clear or not? Because if not clear, then we cannot move on. Any questions?
Yeah, 고고. Yeah. Must relate the subject, huh?
I may be confusing some things that Ken Rinpoche have explained earlier, but if I recall correctly, in an earlier lesson, Ken Rinpoche, when explaining about, you know, past and future lives, you know, it's proved because the present moment of consciousness comes from a previous moment of consciousness and it's related. So for the cause to give rise to the effect, it seems to me like it have to be the same entity. So it sounds here almost as if
cause and
effect, they have to be like not the same entity, but like the same category of phenomenon, like consciousness give rise to consciousness, form would give rise to another moment of form.
You must
like that.
Remember there are two different causes. I did explain, yeah?
Okay.
Two different types of cause.
Okay.
Yeah, but like water is cause for the plant.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean water become the plant, isn't it?
Sure.
There
but
two different type of cause. Yeah.
Okay, but water and plant is still form. Yeah, water is form and plant is form. My question basically relates to here. It sounds like dependent on the observed object condition, which is the vase, which is a form, it as a cause is giving rise to an effect, which is a sense consciousness, the eye consciousness apprehending the vase, which is a consciousness. So I'm just having
which is generated in the aspect of the object it is apprehending.
Here.
Okay, so I'm missing a link somewhere. Yeah.
It's very simple, okay? Somebody plant the seed in the garden. The person becomes the cause for the plant.
Okay.
Plant to grow. The person also is the cause who plant the seed, isn't it? So it doesn't mean the person is not the form, yeah? I think that's, I don't know, it's not the, depending on your work, that's what.
Causes, when divided, you have substantial cause and cooperative condition. Substantial cause and cooperative condition. The potter who makes the pot is a cause of pot. But the potter is not form. Potter is a non-associated compositional factor. The person who makes the pot, yeah. The thing that he makes is a form. So likewise, so it's not difficult to posit a vase as a cause of eye consciousness apprehending
vase. So
we have to understand that when we talk about cause can be, you know, it causes of two types. Yeah, you have the substantial cause, and you have the cooperative condition.
어떻게 딱 가려라 그랬단다. 어떻게 제가 딱 도대바 연체기 빼나 딱 돈다니 딱 그래 딱 준대라 마치 도가지 제가 딱 본바디 본지미실 유레스다. 봐 본절 본발할 때는 본지미실이야지 제가 딱 본바던 본지미실이나 마치 시작하지.
So the Sutra School onwards assert that cause and effect are sequential, right? Vas is the cause of I consciousness apprehending Vas. And for the Sutra School and onwards, since they assert that cause and effect are sequential, so vas has to precede I consciousness apprehending vas.
Okay. 다 직수도 가나 자꾸 당같이 샤라 저단 다지 분짐이 신이라 분반이라 분짐이 제라 좀라고 그러와 다 딘데에서 반드시 대신 자고 그랬으나 되게 나신래 렉베텐데 세나 신이 섬지 마다나 가고도 와 렉베텐데 라이나 신 옹보도 유도 남셰도 숨 촉삼지라 촉삼기 내갑지다 다 아니 지금 내갑시샤 촉삼 텔라 때는 신에 다 분짐이 시켜 샤바이나 다고 하고 치라 용당지 하고 섬마당지 용구도 용구면 로섬고야 따르 베텐데로 섬마당나 그래 베텐데로 좀 초여텐데 요한당 신지 다 요한남시 좀 두발할 때네 다 분짐시게 해도샤나 지기에나면나 섬마를 빼나.
So then back to you know trying to understand the generation of an eye consciousness apprehending blue, which is the example trying to understand it. Understand it by relating this to how the what the link of contact is. The link of contact, you know, which is part of the 12 links of dependent arising, refers to that moment, that time, where there's this just the coming together of these three things, yeah. The object, the sense power, and consciousness, yeah. Isn't it? You know, only in dependence upon these three, then you know you have the link of feeling, isn't it? So likewise, would it be okay to say that, you know, this is how an I consciousness apprehending vast, let's say, is produced? Not sure, but perhaps we can say like this. This is presenting a view, a thesis. But there's some issues here. Because if we say that an eye consciousness apprehending vas is produced in dependence on the three things coming together, a vas, then you have the eye sense power and you have consciousness. Yeah. So when these three meet together, only after that, then there's a production of eye consciousness apprehending blue. Yeah. But when at the time of meeting, and then when you go on to the next moment, when you have eye consciousness apprehending vas is produced, the vas which existed then at the time of meeting has already ceased to exist, yeah. Because it's momentary, deal. Correct or not? In order for I consciousness apprehending vas to be produced, you need the three conditions, one of which is the vas devo. Only when the vas, the I sense power and what you have, the consciousness meeting together, then as after that comes I consciousness apprehending vas devo. But when the I consciousness apprehending vas is generated in that during that moment when it's generated, the vas which met with the I sense power and the consciousness earlier, that vase then has already ceased to exist, yeah? So in this case then, how do we explain the production of eye consciousness apprehending vase? Of course there's a way, right?
Oh, Tokshini, that tinde sindukala, that dotaba yinchi, shabat namche, says to us. Shabat namche, chadama, shabat nam, shabat namit, right? And dotaba yinchi, shabat namche, says to us.
For this,
in a sudden quotum namatuneta, Pakshashire,
okay. Whether you understand something or understand nothing or understand everything, never mind, just leave some imprint, okay? Okay, this is where the Vaibhashikas, the great exposition school, differs from the Sutra school and everybody else, yeah. The Sutra school onwards assert that consciousness are expected. The great exposition school asserts that consciousness are non-expected. A-S-P-E-C-T. Expected, yeah. Okay? So consciousnesses are expected. So, yeah. Yes. Not expectant, you know. You'll be terrible if it's expectant. Yes. Billions of light waves. You're seeing something that existed billions of years ago, right? According to the scientists, Tevo. Tevo?
Thank you. So, is this something like this?
What?
But when we look.
Star?
Yeah, because we're only seeing a light, we're only seeing a refraction of something which no longer is really there anymore. Is this similar? If we look at the star tonight in the sky.
The star is there, isn't it?
No.
Huh? No?
Because we're seeing a reflection or a refraction of light long time ago, you know, that may not even exist anymore, the star that I perceive in the
it
sky.
It's possible to see the light of a star after he has died, because
yep.
it takes a hell of a long time to reach
Correct.
You.
Mm-hmm. So is it similar? I mean, you know, two different subjects, but in a very simple way, is it similar?
Basically, light takes hell of a long time to travel. There's a limit, right? There's a number, right? Light travels at a certain speed, right? And because
so
the star...
That means the star light haven't reached the earth, you mean? Haven't reached yet here, or...
So we are seeing the light of the star, we are seeing the light of a star that existed many, many millions of years ago, is possible. Because it took that long to reach us. Oh, resident physicist.
So basically, the stars are very far away from us. They got billions of light years, and they produce light. And this light takes time to travel to us, although it is very, very fast. It's traveling at 3 × 10⁸ meters per second.
Meters,
Yeah. So basically, you can reach from here to London in say a few seconds,
I don't think few seconds. 3 × 10⁸ meters. How can we few seconds?
So it's so far away that even light takes like billions of years to reach us. So when we see the stars at the tonight, the stars may already be somewhere else.
So you're not seeing
no
a star.
There.
So Now point is the star light of the star light is already here.
Yeah, yeah. The light already has already here, reached here. Has reached here.
Already reached here.
Yeah, but the star is no longer there at this moment.
Huh?
The star has already moved off. Yeah. Because the light is billions of years old. It seemed like the vase when the you see when the light hit the vase, comes to the eye, forms a image on the eye in the speck of the vase. That is the light that's maybe a few milliseconds ago. So the vase has already changed maybe. If the vase is impermanent. Yeah.
So the vase that we are seeing in this moment is not the vase that existed
at this moment.
At this moment,
it, yeah, it's the past. Yeah.
Okay. Resident scientific consultant. If you continue to do well, we may offer you a consultancy fee.
おっとしね。だって仕事かな。だってね、社長だ。だって産だけしようなしれ。だ。だな、本場チェ、本場チェ、だしゃば、チェズの中でしゃち。チェズの中でしゃばてな。だ、本場ナンバーで。チャレし。ろ、本場サワ、だ。とにゃんでしゃばしとか。
So at the time, the moment where these three things meet, yeah, you have the vast, you have the eye sense power, and then you have the consciousness, yeah, the consciousness which is in the entity of that which is clear and knowing, yeah. So that consciousness at the time when these three things meet is generated into the aspect of vase. Yeah. So and this consciousness has the aspect of the apprehended. So now, yeah.
Oh, toxic. That teach to gana, that teacher that from the machete, so now deal more cash. That from the machete, that put it.
So this is what I think, yeah. So at the time where the three things come together, the observed object conditioned vase, the sense power, eye sense, which is eye sense power, and the consciousness here, which is the entity of clear knowing. So at the time when these three things meet, that consciousness, which is the entity of clear knowing, is generated in the aspect of vase. And then this consciousness, which is has the aspect of vase, is generated into the entity of eye consciousness apprehending vase. Only then does the consciousness realize vase. Anyway, this is a thesis, or what I think may be the case.
だちっぱだとくにしてたメロンの速さを走っちゃうだとかだちっぱいめちっぱしゃなってきまったさ。ポンパするちっちゃしゃばするとかだったメロンの速度。うん。だこにパメロンの速さはなしやし。メロンでだこにゃんとゆにしゃばでちゃうとか。うん。だてらすぐなんばでちゃってし。ポンパなんばしゃばでちゃ。あれチーズてどなんばであれしゃばでとし。ポンジミシ
Okay, it's not exactly like a mirror and the object that you put in front of the mirror, but it's not exactly like that, but you know, something like that, you know. When you put, you know, the mirror is likened to the consciousness and the object you put in front of it, let's say a vase, yeah, it's likened to the object, yeah, basically. So the mirror is like the consciousness. So if you put an object in front of the mirror, the object is reflected in the mirror, isn't it? Likewise, when you bring an object to the mind's attention, you know, you could say the object is reflected on the mind, yeah. And specifically, what it means is the object, the consciousness, is generated into the aspect of the object. Okay, so at the time when these three things meet, the consciousness, which is one of the three things, is generated into the aspect of vas. Let's say if we are apprehending vas, generated in the aspect of vas, then this consciousness, which has the aspect of vas, transforms in entity into consciousness realizing vas. That consciousness realizes vas, in this case, is the I consciousness. I consciousness apprehending vas. So if we explain in this way, then there's no problem in saying that when the I consciousness apprehending vas is generated, the vas, which is its observed object condition, has already ceased. The vas, which is its observed object condition, it has really ceased, because cause precedes effect, isn't it? So if that's the case, then how do you explain, you know, that I consciousness apprehending vas is generated if the vas has already ceased? Yeah. So there's no problem, because at the time when the three things come together, there's one consciousness, a consciousness there, isn't it? The consciousness is generated into the aspect of vas. Oh, this then transforms into the entity. Although, yeah, this transforms into the entity of I consciousness apprehending vas in the next moment, yeah. So there's no problem there. So I'm not saying that this is the answer or this is the case, no, no, this is the reality, but this is what I think perhaps may be the case, you know, something to think about, right? Just as you know what the link of contact is, isn't it? The link of contact refers to the moment where you have the gathering of the object, the sense power, and the consciousness, yeah. The moment where these three things gather, the moment is possible to be the link of contact, and only after that comes the link of feeling, yeah. So likewise, if we explain the production of, let's say, an eye consciousness and branding vas in such a way, you may be okay. In order for feeling to arise, there must be contact, yeah. In order for there to be contact, you need the object. It can be a pleasant object, very nice object, yeah. But you need an object, right? You need the sense power and you need the consciousness, yeah. So all three must be there before, in order to have contact. And before contact, you cannot have feeling, yeah. So feeling is dependent on contact, yeah.
Number shepa namche to kwa shi, chatama shepa namye se shi, dode kwa shi shepa namche kukure se shi ta. Ta? Prabha, o tindeki ta, neka de kawa dhukui na ta da hapum ta re ta.
So anyway, I'm not saying that this is the reality, this is the answer, no. But this is what I think perhaps may be the case, yeah. But I know I can't say this is definitely the case, yeah. Because so I don't have anybody to ask in that sense, you know, to check, right? So, but it's related to the issue of asserting consciousnesses as being expected, you know. Because this is one of the core issues in the study of mind, very important, you know? Because the Great Exposition School asserts that consciousnesses are non-aspected, whereas everybody else does, you know. So what's the reason, is it? What's the reason for asserting consciousnesses to be aspected? So that is one critical issue to understand.
Pena pumbada pumzi mishi ki para thela ta pumbe karasan danam ki parto chayashi danam yugayashi ta pechin dhugu yuwa dra dra
nam
namba seti namba jawa da namba seti ta danam namba seti danam sinari ta
So anyway, it's asserted that between the object, in this example is a vase, and the consciousness apprehending, the eye consciousness apprehending vase, between the two, there is something that interrupts the two. Yeah? Okay. So that which interrupts is asserted to be the aspect. Yeah. Aspect.
What this is Risha Tati, Tamas of Gopsubad in the Manakos, that's all near the Shueti and Gota, Pena, that Louis Napsha, Lopin Chigue, Jinse, Penata, then they are the Juno Sambatama, that Jason Bushi Chash. Gota, the Dreadbet, then they don't, so it then dishes ships of Gala, then there's a Mongo Shimu.
Anyway, the reason why I brought up this example of the 12 links of dependent arising, you know, these are four projected effects, you know. This is to highlight the importance of studying, in this case, you know, the importance of learning Buddhist philosophy in more detail. Yeah, because you know, although we did study the 12 links of dependent arising, you may even be able to say all the names, what the 12 links are, and you may even be able to explain a little bit what is this and what is that. But you know, if somebody pursues the topic further, what exactly is content, what exactly, how is it produced, and so on and so forth, all the questions, then you may find it very difficult to answer, yeah. And in order to answer this, then you have to understand the presentation of mind, as an example, yeah. So without understanding something like what we're studying here, and some other future topics, then it's really difficult to get a good understanding of Lam Rim.
Oh, tindere, so so that rek so so that comes shivana shinde, tako atuina, tako lamrim seti coach, pure nut, tako dubi joshi chaki yore, chetan tati, pita pushena, shambatinzo, kazisha baina, lamrim pita rush, but in the lamrim zoni, that simply to any chitu sungu yore, sanye lam sungu yore, but is that katuin sema shaji, and count of the
So we have to always keep in mind that the Lam Rim, the stages of the path to enlightenment, is a subject, you know, it's a genre, it's a subject matter that gathers, you know, the subject matter of the five great treatises, the five great topics. There are all these basically many the main philosophical subjects. Yeah. The numbering is a essence of these major philosophical subjects. Yeah. So in order to learn, in order to say, to be able to know the numbering well, then or know the numbering better and well, then it's important to study basically Buddhist philosophy, like what we're trying to do here, right? Right. So we need to know the numbering well, right? Because the Lambrim is exactly the roadmap to enlightenment. It tells us how to achieve enlightenment. It is the principal means by which we subdue and discipline our minds, isn't it? Yeah. So we have to keep this in mind.
Okay, that's it. Huh? Okay.
Okay.
直線的螃蟹你要不要下一桶<笑><笑>
So anyway, definitely some imprint was left, but can't say that it was necessarily good. Perhaps some people may have gotten angry, upset. No? So I'm not sure what kind of imprint is left. No.
Last time we give the chat, you need to go through this or no need? If you ever read?
Okay, so let's try to have a rough idea of what a direct perceiver is.
おとずね、一番高くなかの芝の線で。かつな、だ、もうすむせで、だからその、ああ。で、その次この、たさの大心まで、もうすむせで、かでしすぐれするから、あね、突破の大心です。あね、突破の大心すると、目にばちこえ。あね、手探りみてげ、だ、まちょうこえ。
Okay, in order to know what a direct perceiver is, we have to understand its definition. So the definition of a direct perceiver is a knower which is free from conceptuality and non-mistaken. Yeah. So it has to be a non-conceptual consciousness. Right? It has to be a non-conceptual consciousness. And on top of that, it has to be non... Well, not on top of that. It is also non-mistaken.
Oh,
So a direct perceiver is obviously a consciousness. Other than being a consciousness, other than that characteristic, it has to be a non-conceptual consciousness.
Oh, that
and non-mistaken, yeah. So if these characteristics are present, so then that knower, that consciousness is a direct perceiver, yeah.
Oh, that there's some time, 무슨 레베 말했어도 무슨 레 랍자시 봐.
So now you know the definition of what the direct perceiver is, right? Right? The knower which is free from conceptuality and is non-mistaken. You understand this definition, then if you relate it to the definition of a direct valid cognizer, you know a direct valid cognizer? So, is a direct valid cognizer a direct perceiver? Yes or no? Immediately, you should be able to say yes, immediately. So you must be able to say yes immediately, yeah. Because we already covered the definition of a direct valid cognizer, we went through it already, isn't it? Yeah. So you know when we study, as we move along, we cannot forget. Whatever that came before, no? If we, you know, we move on by forgetting whatever came before that, then nothing is ever going to happen. This is connected, yeah? So, if you understand if you know the definition of a direct valid cognizer, and if you ask, is a direct valid cognizer a direct perceiver, you will immediately say yes. The only difference is that new and incontrovertible. Yeah? That's the only difference, yeah? 되고
So maybe I give one example, huh? This could be article. Like playing, when you're playing the game, chess. What you call chess? You know chess? You know how many people know how to play? Everybody know?
Chess, don't know
the chess. When you play the chess, you must know the rule. Also, you must recognize individual thing in front, like small thing, then horse, what queen and minister and what? Huh? Bishop.
Lama, no bishop.
Anyway, this all name you have to remember. You have to know. Not only that, what is their function? How you going to move? They have certain rule. Some go L shape, some go this side, some go this straight. Yeah? Not everybody can do same thing. Everyone have different function. Once you know the rule, then of course you have to play. Yeah? Once you play, again it depends whom you play. Yeah? When you start, you play with a very good one, you always lose, you always discourage. One move, they'll kill you. That's it. So, in order to play the chess, you cannot see just only plan how you move. Yeah, you really need to have bigger idea. I move this, you have 10 idea how to move the chess. And about to win, isn't it? So, lot of idea. First move, I move this. You know, you have like 10 different idea. But again, how the person move, you don't know. So according to it, then again you have to move. Your thinking again need to change. No? So, but again, of course, not everybody can do that. Yes. For me also, I can't do that. When I play the chess, I see only prime, you know? Some people are very clever, you know? They really trick you and come behind and just, you know, what do you call that? Chess. Well, not chess, what? Checkmate, yeah. Then you lose, you know? Then you don't know how they came there. You think you did very well, very clever, but somehow you're caught. So here I think, if you really want to play the chess, first you must know the rule. Then you must play with your level. Okay, same level of people you play. From there, when you play, maybe sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Once you win, you have the interest to go second time. Even if you lose, you have interest to go back. I want to challenge. Win or lose, you will go back and play. Okay? But that interest is not easy. Not everybody have. Not easy to get. So that's the most difficult part. Once you have interest to play the chess, that's it. No problem. You will make it somewhere. You don't become the best, but you can play. Okay? So the same logic here. When you learn the philosophy, the same kind of a game. You must know all the definition, all the rule, how the mind works. You know? Then how many types, what kind of mind do what, you know? You must know all these things. Then after you play the game, you know, with other people, then your mind can think faster, or you can answer faster. Just need to, I think, there's something I think is similar. Then once you do that, I think you'll get some interest in the mind. You know, the mind be sharper, faster, you know, then maybe even happier, you know, somewhere. Huh? Oh, I thought I'm so stupid, I'm clever, you know. Become possible like that. You know? Then I think once you have interest, then I think what I see is most difficult part is to get interest. Once you have interest, I think there are plenty of things you can do. You can read, you can discuss, you can come to class, you know, many things you can do that. So very difficult part is to get the interest. Yeah. So even monastery, not every monk have the interest to study philosophy. Yeah. I mentioned before in my class we have about 30-35, you know, my classmates. But only 6 or 10 they have the interest, really interest to study philosophy. Not everybody can understand. Sometimes it's challenging. Sometimes they know, sometimes they don't know. Then after discoveries, you know, a lot of things happen. So here, so if you want to play the game, yeah, you want to learn more, you want to get interest, I think you must learn the rule, the definition, all these things, then maybe, you know, you try to play some game, you know, and hopefully you have some interest there. Once you have interest, I think that's the final goal, okay? So then no problem, yeah. What I see most difficult is to get the interest, you know. Sometimes we don't see the point, sometimes we don't understand. No, sometimes this stuff we have difficult time, but you really want to study, then I think there's no other way. You must try and try. What called? What somebody said, not lorik, they say lungrik. Suppose you lorik, they said not lorik, but they become lung. Now after studying the lorik, they become lung. Lung is stress, you know. In Tibetan, lung is become stress yourself. What you talking about? Okay, so what to say? That kind of, that kind of, that go. 내가의 동시에 제가 또 어떻게 휴가나 신을 꼭 가르쳐나 다 너의 남샷이 개치 못해야지 아니 꼭 남림들 겨우 쇼치 못해야지 제가 꼭 진대에 내가 동시에 아니 강투도 닦고 닦고 장고해야지 쇼치는 다 좀바 땡고해야지 개치 못해야
So yeah, so as much as possible you have to see you know how the point the purpose, the point of learning such a subject. As through the examples I've given before, you see from that you can really see you know, the close connection between the study of mind and the learning and the practice of Lambrim, the stages of the path to enlightenment, isn't it? So if you see the relationship, the point, then, you know, then act on it as much as possible. We just try, yeah, put in our best to learn the topic. Okay, so the definition of a direct perceiver is a knower which is free from conceptuality and is non mistaken. Okay, when direct perceiver is divided, then there are four, yeah. Sense direct perceiver, mental direct perceiver, self-knowing direct perceiver, and yogic direct perceiver. Okay, well. So these are the four divisions of a direct perceiver, yeah? So the first one, sense direct perceiver. What determines whether mind is a direct perceiver or a sense direct perceiver or not, yeah? Okay? One of the things to look out for is the uncommon empowering condition. A sense direct perceiver and uncommon empowering condition has to be a physical sense power. So just as the uncommon empowering condition of a sense direct perceiver has to be a physical sense power, right? It's a physical sense power that determines that mind, one of the determining factors that make that particular consciousness a sense direct perceiver, isn't it? So likewise for the mental direct perceiver, whether a consciousness is a mental direct perceiver or not, you know, one of the things you look out for is the uncommon empowering condition. Same thing with a yogic direct perceiver. Yeah. So there is something that determines. It's one of the factors that determines what kind of mind it is.
Yeah.
So the definitions of the respective definitions of these direct perceivers are there in the thing in the notes. You can look at it on your own and you should memorize it. Yeah. What I'm doing here is to highlight, you know, the points, you know, to bring them together. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So one of the things to look out for, one of the things that determine whether a mind is a sense direct perceiver or mental direct perceiver or yogi direct perceiver, yeah, is the uncommon empowering condition. Depending on what the uncommon empowering condition is, then that consciousness may be a sense direct perceiver, or it may be a mental direct perceiver, or it may be a yogi direct perceiver. But all three have an uncommon empowering condition, isn't it? Okay, so you have a sense direct perceiver. You can actually divide sense direct perceiver into five types. Starting from sense direct perceiver apprehending forms up to sense direct perceivers apprehending tangible objects. Yeah, so while you can talk about sense direct perceiver, but in, you know, you can break it up. You know, then you can be divided into these five types. So how are these five differentiated? These sense direct perceivers apprehending form up to the sense direct perceivers apprehending tangible objects. Yeah. So the five. Yeah. So they are not differentiated in having a radically different sense power. All of them have a physical sense power as their uncommon empowering condition. So all five of these are sense direct perceivers, isn't it? So if it is a sense direct perceiver, then they must have similar uncommon empowering condition, isn't it? Cannot be different, right? Because it is the uncommon empowering condition that makes it a sense direct perceiver. And in this case, the uncommon empowering condition has to be a physical sense power. Physical sense power, do you know? Physical sense power being physical sense power. While all five are produced in dependence upon a physical sense power, which is this uncommon empowering condition, it has to be a physical sense power, right? But the physical sense power for these five types of sense direct perceivers are different, yeah?
So
Okay? Hello?
Let's look at the sense direct perceiver apprehending form, yeah? 对不对? Sense direct perceiver apprehending form is a sense direct perceiver, 对不? So it has an uncommon empowering condition, 对不? It's necessarily a physical sense power, 对不? So the physical sense power in this case has to be an eye sense power. Right? The uncommon empowering condition for the production of a sense direct perceiver apprehending form has to be eye sense power. But not only, on top of that, you need an observed object condition. The observed object condition is form. Or visible form. So besides having the eye sense power as its uncommon empowering condition and form as its observed object condition, it has to be a knower that is free from conceptuality and non-mistaken. So if a consciousness has these characteristics, then it is called a sense direct perceiver apprehending form. So a sense direct perceiver is divided into these five, right? Sense direct perceiver apprehending form up to sense direct perceivers apprehending tangible objects. Why are there five? There are five. They are differentiated. There are five because you have the different observed object condition. The observed object condition can be form, sound, smell, taste, and touch, right? Depending on which it is, then you have the respective sense direct perceiver, yeah. But you also have the different uncommon empowering condition, yeah. Although all of them are physical sense powers, but they are not the same physical sense powers, yeah. You have eye sense power, ear sense power, nose sense power, and so forth. Right? That's why you have the five sense direct perceivers, no?
对不对？我都现在，但是不开嘛嘞，大概都是不能写的。他搞生意，车上的那提下来，信息提下来，药房提下来，他的所有的搞来就省些。我的机关接起不来，今年俺们就打，这个马哥啊，你看了是，提完钱了，就学习了嘛，是吧？这，这是他所做的，这是，村里上药房上信息工作。
So therefore it's important for you to read this on your own and to memorize, you know, the definitions, yeah, the divisions and the illustrations, yeah. On the basis of this, then if there's anything that you don't understand, any word or any, you know, concept you don't understand, you can bring it up for, you can ask, or you can then discuss, yeah. And only then it becomes clearer to go.
我今天嘞，他今天嘛，他我做一斤我送，那斤我做，他让我送不出来，他叫我去取去，他让我送到他过来，他不差不多，他就叫我取去，对吧？So
as for the other direct perceivers, we will talk about it in the later on, yeah? Okay? Especially, you know, you have the self-knowing direct perceiver, alamak. That's another, complicated.
啊，都是的。我这大概怎么让兄弟去那边那个上班？哦，对。
You got do your homework or not? Tuesday got three questions, right?
Yeah. You did homework. Yeah. Jeffrey, you come up and tell your example, the first one. Yeah. What's the first question?
What's the first one?
taken on a
the possibility between the inventor colonizer and inventor inventor colonizer and a mistaken consciousness. So there are three possibility. Because inventor colonizer is necessary mistaken consciousness. Because if everything is conceptual, it's mistaken. So there's three, which is what is his inventor and colonizer is that means it's I conscious FC smoke. That's why.
First possibility,
inventor colonizer, which is inventor colonizer, which is
both
mistaken both. Okay, that means I consciousness seeing smoke.
One by one.
Okay, I consciousness seeing smoke, which thinking there is fire. That's fire. That's first inventor and mistaken consciousness together both.
The thought thinking there is fire lah.
Yeah, that we think fire, we seeing smoke. Okay, the one is another one is mistaken consciousness, which is not inventor. That is doubt consciousness.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then which is the other one, which is non mistaken and non inventor connect, is direct eye conscious apprehend form, direct perceiver.
Okay. Okay. Is okay. You got? Huh? Okay, then next one, who is going to come? Huh? What's the question? Yeah, Patricia. Come. Doesn't matter. Try. Be brave. What's the second question? Correctly assuming conceptual.
Answer is three possibilities. Because because there is a correctly assuming consciousness that is also conceptual consciousness. Because all correctly assuming consciousness are conceptual consciousness. So okay. That was responsibility. But there is also a conceptual consciousness.
Give one example.
Well, the way to say is there is something that is both.
Both, yes.
And there's something that is this, not that. That's the way to
give the say. Example.
Illustrations.
Which is both.
I'm not very good at
something that is both. Let's say.
Illustration or not?
Okay. Then.
Okay. Then there is a conceptual consciousness that is not. That is not a correctly assuming consciousness. And
example,
then there is.
Example. It's not good.
Okay.
You must give example. Not only possible, but you must have some idea. Oh, it's possible. What? For example, you have to give, you know?
Correct assuming consciousness. I can give example for the third one now, but this one.
So, correct. La. What? No. Which one? Second one, what is it?
Conceptual consciousness that is not correctly assuming consciousness.
Yeah. But then, for example?
For example is, I don't know. I cannot.
Anything that is conceptual? Just tamtam one conceptual that is not.
Oh.
Anything that's conceptual is just tamtam.
Wrong consciousness. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what about the doubting consciousness? Oh, the standing on Patricia or not?
No.
So that kind of thought is what?
Doubting consciousness.
So that is
not
correctly
correctly
assuming consciousness?
No.
No? Then?
But it's a conceptual consciousness. Okay. That's the illustration.
Somebody see you from the past, but whether it's Patricia or not, look like, but not sure.
Okay.
That kind of thought can be what?
Doubting consciousness.
consciousness.
It's conceptual consciousness.
Conceptual consciousness, but?
But not correctly assuming consciousness.
Oh, you must say like that. Then good.
Okay. Yeah? And then the third possibility is there's something that is neither conceptual nor correctly assuming consciousness. Mm. And that's a direct perceiver. An eye consciousness seeing vas, apprehending vas.
Why is eye consciousness apprehending vas not a correct assumption?
Because correct assuming consciousness is a necessarily is a conceptual consciousness.
Why?
Because it's a determinative consciousness. No.
How do you know that?
Definitions.
That's the way.
There.
Okay. Okay, now last one. Wow. Yeah. Anybody want to voluntary?
Okay, thank you. You're not volunteering?
Yeah. So. Kelvin. Yeah. Come. You make mistake then, so we'll see. Huh? You're looking at that.
Get on.
I cannot look. Okay, okay, you can look, but you're. Huh?
Yeah, okay. Yes.
This one talking about the number of possibilities between wrong consciousness and mistaken consciousness. So seems like there is three possibilities.
Okay.
Yeah. So the first possibility is a consciousness that is neither wrong consciousness nor mistaken. Okay, so example would be a direct valid cognizer. Okay, so the other possibility.
Why is a direct valid cognizer not mistaken? Not a mistaken consciousness?
Because it's incontrovertible knower.
No. Because the reason you gave is because it is an incontrovertible.
No, not more so than that.
It follows that the inferential valid cognizer is non-mistaken because it's an incontrovertible knower.
Yeah, that's what I say. There's more than that. Okay, because it perceives it. It's not mistaken with respect to its appearing objects.
Huh?
Right, now you don't know. What is this appearing object?
If you're talking about eye consciousness apprehending vas, then its appearing object is the vas. I mean, as an illustration, if it's an eye consciousness apprehending vas, the appearing object is the vas.
Does vas has to be the appearing object of does the appearing object of eye consciousness apprehending vas be vas? Necessarily vas? Is the appearing object of eye consciousness apprehending vas necessarily vas?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
My guy die.
There's a lot of hung tactics.
Everything that appears to an eye consciousness apprehending vas, isn't that also the appearing object of that consciousness?
Yeah.
Everything again, that appears to an eye consciousness apprehending vas can be posited to be the appearing object of the consciousness or not? Can I? Can I?
But the eye consciousness apprehending has to apprehend all these objects as well. So it's if it's not, then it's not, it will not be a direct valid
cognizer.
Everything that appears to the eye consciousness apprehending, in this case blue, let's say blue or vasa, everything that appears to this eye consciousness, isn't it its appearing object?
Yes.
Yes.
So anything that appears to the eye consciousness apprehending vas, it necessarily its appearing object.
Yes. And it necessary, yes. And it necessary has to apprehend it.
If it appears to an eye consciousness apprehending vas, does it have to be its appearing object?
Yes, sir. Yes.
So everything that appears to the eye consciousness apprehending vas is its appearing object, isn't it?
Yes.
So therefore, if it appears to an eye consciousness apprehending vas, it's not necessarily a vas.
Why?
Remember about collective engager? When a direct perceiver engages his object, let's say an eye consciousness apprehending vas, it engages the object in totality, right? So what does it mean when we say that a collective engages and engages its object collectively, completely or entirely in totality? It means that in the case of an eye consciousness apprehending blue or apprehending vas, everything about the vas appears to the eye consciousness apprehending it, except So the impermanence of the vas appears to the eye consciousness apprehending that vas. Except.
Okay, now then next one, yeah. Next one.
Next one. Okay. The other possibility is a mistaken consciousness that is not a wrong consciousness.
Okay. Example.
Example will be a influential valid cognizer.
Mm-hmm.
Why is an influential valid cognizer not a wrong consciousness?
Because it realizes its object.
Isn't it mistaken?
This is mistaken, but because yeah, it realizes it through
if
a.
If it's mistaken, then you cannot. Then how can you realize an object while it's mistaken?
You realize it inferentially via a mental image.
So you realize this object, therefore it's not mistaken?
Through influence. Inference, yeah.
Is in the case of inferential cognizer apprehending vas, isn't the inferential cognizer mistaken with regards to vas?
Yes.
When if that mind is mistaken, is gotten the vas wrong, if it's mistaken about vas, then how can it realize vas?
It realized through the correct sign. Yeah.
So if it's mistaken, then what's there to realize?
I mean, through the correct sign, it's able to realize thus, you know, via reasoning.
Is inferential cognizer apprehending vas mistaken with regards to vas? Think carefully. Not easy. Huh?
Is mistaken with respect to the appearing object, but it does realize vas itself.
That is not my question. Okay. Punzin chabati kumbala chubar vaswar. Is the inferential cognizer apprehending vas mistaken about vas?
No.
So far you say yes, then I'll say no.
No, I say it's mistaken with respect to the appearing object, yeah. That's but it realized vas.
I'm not hearing the question. Yeah? Inferential valid cognizer apprehending vas is not mistaken with respect to vas, isn't it?
Yes.
Huh?
It's not mistaken regarding us. Yeah.
What do you think? Other people same time. Is the inferential value cognizer apprehending vas mistaken with respect to vas? Yeah, Sukim also. Yeah. What do you think? Huh? First, listen to the question. This is not the way to debate. First, listen to the question. When you go to the court and what judge, they must listen. Otherwise, you'll be. That's right. Contempt of court. What do you think? That's right. Is the inferential valid cognizer apprehending vas mistaken with respect to vas? Is it mistaken about vas?
No.
Sure? Then why is it a mistaken consciousness? You asserted it is a mistaken consciousness, yeah? Oh.
It's mistaken with regards to its appearing object. Because it mistaken the mental image of a vas as the vas itself.
That is It's very clear that an inferential valid cognizer apprehending vas is a mistaken consciousness. It is very clear that it is a conceptual consciousness. There was no doubt. What we have to think about is inferential valid cognizer apprehending vas mistaken with respect to vas? Is it mistaken about vas? That is what the question is. If it is mistaken with regards to vas, then how can he realize vas? It is not wrong about vas. It is not mistaken about vas, isn't it? Otherwise, it cannot realize vas. Because it realizes vas, it is not mistaken with respect to vas. But the consciousness, that consciousness is a mistaken consciousness, isn't it? Anyway, this is what the autonomy in the way school and the schools below it said, yeah. Of course, when you bring in the prasangikas for discussion, the consequence with the way school, then it is very different, yeah. Very different, yeah.
Third one is something that's both a wrong consciousness and a mistaken consciousness.
Both.
Which
example?
Wrong consciousness.
Huh?
Probably eye consciousness apprehending sky flower. Okay, apprehending a blue snow mountain. Yeah. So that is wrong consciousness.
Apprehending blue snow mountain or apprehending snow mountain as blue?
Blue snow, whatever. Yellow snow, okay. Or red snow.
Alright. I hope everybody have done the homework, yeah? Huh? Yeah, any question then ask.
Can I check? That is three possibility. So there is not, because I went to jump conclude, maybe four possibility. Because if one conscious can have it.
Which
is the fourth one?
The third one, Kavin one, the one. If one conscious one, because I jump conclusion that we one conscious have two consciousness, because it's conceptual and means and non conceptual. There's one consciousness that is non conceptual.
Yeah.
Okay? So can we have four possibility? Something that is wrong consciousness but is not mistaken because it's a non-conceptual. There's one wrong consciousness that is non-conceptual.
What you said?
There's example of eye consciousness which sees snow mountains as blue.
No, you give an example of a wrong consciousness that is not mistaken. You give. Okay. As long as you can give one, you
there's
mean
with eye consciousness which sees snow mountains is the same consciousness with eyes sense consciousness which sees snow mountains as blue. Okay, that is non-conceptual, right?
It's not mistaken?
But I think it's non-conceptual.
Yeah, it's not mistaken?
But if you go to conceptual necessarily mistaken,
no,
then?
No.
Non-conceptual. Example, something mistaken but not wrong consciousness. What's the example? Something wrong consciousness?
Oh, so that's okay.
Which one is possible?
So there's under category that there's something that is conceptual.
As long as you can give something that is wrong consciousness and not mistaken consciousness, you win already. As long as you can give that.
Yeah, but then okay.
What is the example?
Because we say mistaken consciousness is necessary conceptual, not necessary. Okay, then say if it's not, then okay, then I put it. Yeah. Then I need to go back, do my homework. Anyway, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Good question time. Okay, my question is, when we are doing meditation, there is this, where we are doing meditation, let's say we example of clear light, nature of mind, setting the mind. Okay, so that time when your mind consciousness is, when you shut down your sense consciousness, your eye and nose are not working, but it's only your mental perceiving, observing your thoughts. Okay, so when your thoughts arise, there's thought, conceptual. So, but at the time, if there's knowing awareness, there's awareness, and there's a thought separate from you because of days of the awareness. Okay, and that time you experience non-conceptual. Okay, doing mental, your meditation, that's setting the mind and meditating on clear light, something like that. So which awareness is this? Because it's not a sense consciousness. So it cannot be a yogic direct perceiver. Girl, you are not yogi yet, but it's either mental or self. No, I'm trying to say because it's mental experience of non-conceptuality, the direct perceiver, but you are not apprehend your thought.
Most of them are conceptual thoughts, yeah. But it is possible if you're talking about the actual direct experience, non-conceptual experience of the nature of the mind, then you can posit that to be a mental direct perceiver, isn't it? Possible, yeah. But most of them, most are conceptual consciousness. Like, you know, remember the quotation from the Lam Rim Chenmo, yeah? Basically about, you know, bringing a sign, bringing an appearance to mind, isn't it? Conceptual appearance, yeah. Most are conceptual, basically.
I'm going back to an earlier lesson. I still have difficulties with this idea that a conceptual blue can appear to the conceptual consciousness apprehending blue, but that blue is not the appearing object of the conceptual consciousness apprehending blue. Then Ken Rinpoche explained in an earlier lesson that the conceptual consciousness can explicitly realize blue. That is the appearance of blue to the eye consciousness apprehending, the conceptual consciousness apprehending blue. Then he mentions also that the conceptual consciousness can implicitly realize the opposite of non-blue. So my question is, what is the relationship between this implicit realization of non-blue and the appearing object of that consciousness apprehending blue, which is a meaning generality? And is there a relationship?
So what is the difference between opposite from non-blue and appearance as opposite from non-blue?
No. My question is, we already know that there's a difference between appearance and appearing object, right? For conceptual consciousness apprehending blue, right? There's a difference between the appearance of blue to the conceptual consciousness apprehending blue and the appearing object to the conceptual consciousness apprehending blue. Which is the meaning generality. So Ken Rinpoche also brought up another point that the conceptual consciousness explicitly realizes blue. That explicit realization of blue is the appearance of blue to the conceptual consciousness. It's just the appearance of blue to the conceptual consciousness.
Okay.
Right? So then you also say that it in implicitly realizes the opposite of non-blue. So I'm asking, what is the relationship between this implicit realization of the opposite of non-blue with the appearing object, which is the meaning generality of blue to the conceptual consciousness? Is there a relationship?
Which relationship?
Between implicitly realizing the opposite of non-blue, the conceptual consciousness apprehending blue implicitly realizes the opposite of non-blue. Yeah, that's one thing. And then you have the conceptual consciousness apprehending blue, the appearing object, which is the meaning generality. Is there a relationship between these two things?
In the first place, opposite from non-blue, according to you, is
I'm just
impermanent or permanent?
I don't know.
I didn't get your exact question. Comparing which question, which. That was in it. That's on the name of the day. That was in the top of the day. Most of the day. 落地的多多嘛，我是多，熟了多，到落雨了就多嘛了，刚刚我是就比较晚，又开始熟了多，地那是洗个了，那这盆子多巴适呢，盆把我是多呢，盆把买一把老婆的熟了多巴适多。So,
okay, the we will use conceptual consciousness apprehending vas as the example, okay. This consciousness, conceptual consciousness apprehending vas, explicitly realizes what? Implicitly realizes what? So this consciousness explicitly realizes vas, but opposite from non-vast is also implicitly realized. Okay, you clear? You get that verse? It implicitly realizes opposite from non-vast. Then, okay. So that's why. What's the difference between opposite from non-vast and appearance as opposite from non-vast? Right? Essentially, is the question, right? So it's very clear, yeah. Whatever all that appears to the conceptual consciousness apprehending vast is not its appearing object, yeah. Its appearing object is posited to be the meaning generality of vast.
Right.
Vast appears to the conceptual consciousness apprehending vast. But vast is not its appearing object, right? Right? Necessarily so, yeah. So the point to understand here is why is vast not the appearing object of the conceptual consciousness apprehending it? Why? So the explanation for this has already been given, yeah. So whatever appears to the conceptual consciousness apprehending vast is not necessarily its appearing object, yeah. It's very clear, yeah. So we talked about the appearance as opposite from non-vast, yeah. In general, appearance as opposite from non-vast is an imputed factor. Right? In general, it's an imputed factor. Imputed by thought. But whatever is an appearance as opposite from non-vast is not necessarily an imputed factor, right? You get this first, or not? In general, appearance as opposite from non-vast in general, that concept in general is an imputed factor. But whatever it is that is not necessarily an imputed factor. So if I ask it, or the question if it is phrased this way, is the appearance as opposite from non-vast necessarily permanent?
Okay, think about, yeah. Next time you think about and bring the answer, yeah. Okay, we stop here, yeah.
Okay, we'll finish off with the usual prayer, sir.